Hello, church family. This is Marilyn Mitchell, and I'm the Women's Ministry Director for New Visions Buchanan Campus. In case there's anyone new to this podcast and unfamiliar with my voice, I am so thankful that you are joining us for today's podcast around 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 through 28, and I'll be reading them in the English Standard Version. They say this, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I put you under oath before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Well, if you heard our previous day's podcast, I had the joy of sharing the few verses preceding this, and I was a little verklempt about wanting to continue on, and now I get the opportunity to do that. So today is the finalization of that chapter and these beautiful kind of conclusion that Paul is making. You know, he's just given us that long list of urgent just exhortations, reminders as believers of all the things that we should be doing as we walk in obedience and out of love. And so now, I just love this verse. "Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and body and soul be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." I wanted to read those two verses again, 23 and 24, because there is so much wealth of just encouragement here. That after this big long list of things that Paul is just encouraging you, his hard-fought wisdom and experience, the things he wants to remind us as believers not to do, now he's just going to close it up so beautifully with this reminder that it's only the God of peace himself who can sanctify us completely. And I want to spend just a minute, I want to camp out for just a second in this phrase, "your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." I think I may have mentioned this in a previous podcast, but it's something that the Lord has, I've really just been pondering and meditating and in a way wrestling with the Lord about what does it mean to be a fully embodied Christ follower? And for me, maybe it's just me, but for me, I think I have just had this really false and unfortunate understanding of scripture or just of many things, I suppose, but where I think I've spent a lot of my life assuming that my body's just kind of along for the ride, right? That it's my heart and my spirit that God is interested in. And that's certainly true. It says God sees the heart and he knows our heart. So that's definitely important. But at the same time, in a parallel way to the Trinity itself, we are mind, body, and spirit. We also, within our own flesh, are triune in the sense that we have a mind, a soul, and a body. And really, that body is no less important than our other parts in the sense that at this moment in time, at this point in history, this is exactly how God has designed for us to live out our walk with him. As fully embodied, whole spirit and soul and body. And the body is important because we will even have a glorified body one day, right? How amazing is that? But I think that that sort of flies in the face of how I've really practically lived most of my life, where it's kind of like the body is something that we're going to finally get rid of. I mean, right? That we're going to shed our mortal coil and we will be in spirit. But that puts a lack of honor and of purpose for this physical body that God has gifted us with, that he crafted us in and for. And so I just want to let that kind of simmer in your brain for a little bit. If you're one of those people like me that has spent a lot of time being far more concerned about your spirit and your mind, and you kind of feel like the body is just like some sort of burden that we carry, I really challenge you to rethink that position. That our body is a great and wonderful and magnificent gift. He knit us together in our mother's wombs. And every cell, every synapse, it's just mind-blowing. The design and the intent and the complexity that is built into these amazing vessels that hold our spirit. And so what I think when he's talking about all these things, sometimes we make these separations where there isn't intended to be one. And so as we think about our whole spirit and soul, let's not forget the body, that all three create this very important picture of who we are and who God designed us to be. But here's the thing, if that's overwhelming, if all of these lists of exhortations from Paul that we just read prior to these verses is overwhelming, that's why Paul underscores more than once, hey, may the God of peace himself sanctify you, and he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. He doesn't say you must only be faithful in order for him to do it. No, it's already done. He who calls us is faithful. He will surely do it. We have the great joy and privilege to be a vessel of his purpose and of his plan, but we can't do it in and of our own strength. It's his faithfulness that does it. So I just want to just encourage that, maybe a little food for critical thinking this day about just what does it mean to be sanctified completely, not just in my mind, not just in my spirit, but also in my body. And kind of along those same lines, I find it interesting, of course, verse 25, pray for us, always the reminder that we should be praying for each other. That's so important. But then also verse 26, why in the world, in the midst of everything else, that's going on and all that he's trying to get across, would he include a command or you know, at least a directive to greet all the brothers with a holy kiss? Again, I think there personally, and I'm sure there's many scholars out there with many interpretations of this, but what it just makes me think of is, again, it reminds us that we are flesh, we are human, we have a body. And so when we engage with each other, with our bodies, whether that's, you know, a hearty handshake or a pat on the back or a hug or a kiss on the cheek, whatever that is a coming together of the body of Christ, quite literally, not just spiritually. And I think that both are important. You know, I heard it talked about at a conference recently, that how many times we get it wrong, that or it's easy to get it wrong, that when someone is hurting or grieving, or we want to give them hope, right? We just want to just basically vomit hope all over them, like all of these words, all of these truths we know to be truth, we want them to know that and feel that. We want to move them past that hurt as quickly as possible. But you know what scripture says? Mourn with those who mourn. Weep with those who weep. Laugh with those who laugh. And so I really think that part of that is engaging as the human body within the body of Christ. And when we do that, when we literally share tears together, when we share laughter together, when we give that holy hug or kiss at church, there is something that connects us on a cellular level. There's so much science out there to support that. And I think it's just proof of God's great design about how we need each other, not just spiritually, but physically. That human touch, human compassion, that just sitting near one another and bearing each other's burdens, praying for each other, crying with each other, it changes us, not just spiritually, but literally, physically. So I would just encourage you, as you think about this passage today, to really think about that. Where have you withdrawn? You know, I also heard this comment recently, that isolation leads to desolation, and our enemy wants nothing more than our desolation. But God wants our abundance. He wants our fullness. And Paul knows this. And that's what he's trying to tell these precious believers and trying to tell us precious believers. That God himself, the God of peace himself, can sanctify us completely. And that our whole spirit, soul, and body can be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he who calls us is faithful, and he will surely do it. Paul's also letting us know how important this is, that it be read to all the brothers, that it be shared. And that is still continuing today, that we are sharing this same letter with all the brothers and sisters in Christ. And then he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And what greater closing could there be? It's sometimes I think we take for granted, oh yeah, the grace of our Lord be with you. But this is big. The grace, God's riches at Christ's expense, of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And may they be with you. Be blessed.